Let's pray. Father, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, that your word is alive. It is full of power. It is sharper than any double-edged sword, even dividing asunder soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So God, teach us, lead us, guide us, bring us into all truth. Help us to understand, help us to comprehend what your word says. You said in your word in the book of Proverbs that in all you're getting, get understanding. So help us to get this understanding today. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. This word is going into good ground to bring forth great fruit in abundance. And God, because this is happening, we will give you and you alone all the glory for the victories that come into our lives through your word. We thank you, Lord, that you've even given us authority over the enemy. And you said he comes immediately to steal the word, but you said that we have authority over him, that greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. So we take authority over the enemy and cancel his assignment. You will not steal this word. This word is going into good ground to bring forth great fruit in the lives of these people. I decree a thing, I call it done in Jesus' name, and everybody said amen. Make a confession with me. Say, this is my Bible. I am what the Word of God says that I am. I have what the Word of God says that I have. I can do what the Word of God says that I can do. I am a hearer of God's Word on purpose, but I'm not just a hearer. I'm also a doer of what I hear. And because I am a doer and not just a hearer of the Word of God, my life is blessed. This is my Bible. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. In Jesus' name, I declare that done. Amen. Go ahead and give somebody a high five before you're seated. Tell them you are about to receive what you need. Tell them you are about to receive what you need. Praise God. All right. Let's go in our Bibles. Go with me to Deuteronomy 28 and verse number 1. Deuteronomy 28 and 1. Again, I'm giving you principles that will help you in your life, especially during this year of acceleration. This is a year where you have got to make sure you've got that hair tacked down. You are hauling. You are moving. God has set things up for a long time for you to get here. And here goes. I'm speaking to you now. This is a year of acceleration. Good things are coming to you. Everybody will see it. You just need to remember to give God the glory. Don't steal his glory. Just give him the glory. How do I do that, Pastor? You let people know when they compliment you, when they tell you how well you've done, when they tell you how good that looks, when they tell you how much you've been a blessing, you give God that glory. You take it and you turn it right back over to God. That's not being churchy, religious, you know, sort of weird or you know, holier than thou. No, that's being a good, solid Christian that God can use, because whatever we do, and there's skilled individuals in this congregation right now, many more that are watching my live stream and by television and our podcasts, God has blessed you with those talents and gifts and abilities. And he deserves the glory. He doesn't want to take the goods from you. He doesn't want to take your skills from you. He's not looking to take your money from you or your abilities to do things. He just wants you to realize that he's the one that gave you the ability to do it. He gives you the power to get wealth. But it's for a reason, and that is in Deuteronomy 8:18, to establish his covenant, to establish his word. So a portion of whatever you receive is supposed to help further the kingdom, because it's the king that has blessed you to have what you have. Even if it's just your knowledge, your ability to catch on to things, your ability to be able to learn and to be able to handle things. It's God that gives you the ability to do those things. Now, this is actually what I'm teaching here
a crash course in success principles of God's word in prosperity, healing, and of course, decision making for God in your life. That's really what we're learning. It's a crash course. You ever took a crash course? Many of us have taken online courses where you punch through as fast as you can. Well, we're going to try to punch through as fast as we can. As I was saying earlier, when I had all of those that's been here 20 years or more standing on the platform with me, I just want to bring the whole congregation up to speed so we can all receive the blessings of God through the principles of God based on His Word. Everybody understand that? Okay. So this is a crash course. Please be attentive because I've been teaching for nearly 40 years, pastoring 38 years plus. And so I assume that people know things, and sometimes I just gloss over them, and I need to be able to take time to explain them. Now, those of you that do already know a lot of these things, don't get bored with it, because you need to not forget the things that you have learned, but you're supposed to add to those things, the book of Hebrews says. So it's nothing wrong with a refresher, okay? So you need a refresher every once in a while to go through it, okay, and understand it a little bit better. So with all those years of teaching, I can assume that you already know about these things having to do with prosperity, healing, having to do with the principles of God and that kind of thing. But that can't be assumed, and I don't want to be assuming that. Now, last time I gave you some simple truths. I said, number one, God is for you and wants you to enjoy your life. God is not against you. God is for you and wants you to enjoy your life. God wants to make sure that you have a good life. Now, he said this to people in St. John 10 and 10, that I come to give you life in it more abundantly, to people that already were alive. Apparently, the life they were living without God was not enough. Because the original vision that God had was a God-man, God-woman in the Garden of Eden, to where they had a relationship with God. And we dropped that relationship with sin. We picked up sin, Adam and Eve, our ancestors did, picked up sin and dropped God. And so God has been consistently and will consistently be out trying to reconcile man to himself. And you and I, we're reconcilers. Okay, so we're supposed to be helping people to come back to God, because as soon as they're born in sin, not in a godly relationship, because sin has entered into the lineage of mankind. So God wants you to enjoy your life. One of the saddest things is to be around Christians that are miserable. It is so sad to be around Christians, believers. Some go to church, some of them just stop. But they're miserable. Why live a miserable life in God? You already lived a miserable life without God. And this is why loneliness is one of the things that we want to tackle in this congregation. We want to make sure that no one feels alone. We don't want anyone to feel alone. And sometimes people quietly suffer by themselves and won't tell anybody that they're feeling alone. Maybe they've gone through a divorce, or maybe they went through a relationship situation, or maybe they lost a child, or lost a family member, or lost a spouse, or just, you know, they just were rejected in some kind of way. You need to know that God wants you to still enjoy your life. It's time to enjoy your life again. You've beaten yourself up long enough. It's time to enjoy your life. Jesus came that you would have life and it more abundantly. So until the life is overflowing, that's what it means to have abundant life. You're not there. So God wants you to, St. John 10:10, he wants you to enjoy that life. Second thing I gave to you last time, and we're going to have to touch on these things several times, because as I teach one area, it relates back to the other. But anyhow, it says, God wants you to prosper and to be in health. He does not need you to be running around sick. The Bible says believers lay hands on the sick. But if you're always the sickly one, how can you lay hands on anyone? Believers lay hands on the sick. That presupposes that the believer is not sick, or else whatever you've got, if it's contagious, you're going to give it to somebody else. believers. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't get sick. You saw me stand up here and talk to two people, and there's many more, that have dealt with sickness or disease, cancer or whatever in this congregation, but they're not dealing with it now. And I come against any retaliating demons that would try to make that happen again in Jesus' name. I cancel that right now. So, because the enemy wants to make you look like God doesn't work. He wants to make you look like a fool, like you're wasting your time with God. Say amen to that. But it doesn't work. Now, Deuteronomy 28 and verse number 1. It shall come to pass. These are principles. These are Old Testament principles of how God wants you as a child of God and a part of Israel. You are part of the Jewish culture. You are an extension of the Jew, the physical Jew. You have been engrafted into the blessings of Abraham, and you are partaking of that. This is why I don't understand why Christians can be anti-Semites. How can you be against Israel when you are Israel? You're against yourself. Israel is how we got grafted in to God. Even Jesus, we know, was a Jew. Okay? So we have to learn how to love ourselves. Now, you may not physically be Jewish, and of course, many Jews believe different than we do believe, but God is giving them grace and is believing that a portion of them are coming into the kingdom of God in the way that we are. But they're still God's chosen people. So when we read the Old Testament, we're to be able to take that and use that also for principles and for learning. Now, the New Testament gives us completely different instructions. It has better promises. It has better blessings in the New Testament, but it's just a refurbishment, really, of what was in the Old Testament. Same God, though. So we have an Old Testament and a New Testament. Jesus Christ brought in the New Testament. Okay? All right. Let's look at, and you need to take that the church history class also to get some understanding of that one too. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently, please underline in your Bible, don't be afraid to write in your Bible. It's your Bible. God's not going to get mad at you. Underline the word diligently. This is what people do not do, and they wonder why it doesn't work. You cannot haphazardly do things for the Lord and expect great results. Now, God is merciful, and sometimes he just, you know, I guess it's called a mulligan. Just give you a mulligan. But sometimes you just throw in, just say, okay, by mercy, by grace, I'll just keep going with you and working with you. But really, we should do things on purpose to see the blessings of God coming into our lives. We should purposely be diligent. What does that mean? Meaning that you have more priority about God and the things of God than you do even about your job. It's amazing how many people come to church dead late. Just late. And they don't have to. They just do it because it's just God. But you wouldn't do that making $70.47 an hour. Because that's more important. You make sure you're there, or especially if you're making $33.52, you're definitely going to be there. You're going to be early. You're going to be early, early. And if you're making $48.27, whoa, we are going to be there before the locks are opened. Priorities, see, I'm talking about principles, are messed up in our thinking. So we are to be diligently, we are to hearken diligently. We see the things that are important to us as the only thing that's important. But we have to find out the priorities that God has. God has his own priorities. Wong, wong, wong. I'm preaching, y'all hearing? Well, say some amen sometime. If you can't say amen, it's all right to say ouch, okay? But then we know we hit you real hard there. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt, if you shall, if you shall, if is the hinge on the door to the blessing. The the hinge on the door to the blessing. You are not going to get what's behind door number one of your blessings unless you do the if. And this is why people, they mess up and they wonder, why in the world is this not working for me? Doggone it, because you're not working it. That's the reason why. Well, Pastor, what do you mean? You're not working it. You're not working the work. You're not reading all of the ingredients in the recipe. So you got to read the Word of God like a recipe book. And you leave, come on now, you leave the eggs out because you're trying to lose some weight or something. You don't know that eggs are protein, ain't going to make you fat anyhow. But you leave the eggs out, you leave the salt out. And then you taste it, and it tastes, tastes like warmed up cement. Why? Because you didn't include all of the ingredients in the recipe. The book that God has given us that's sitting in your lap is a recipe book for life. But you must follow it to a T. Don't bake it for 6 hours when it only says an hour and a half. It's going to come out smoking. See, don't put extra water in it because you think it's too dry. Just do what it says. This is what it's saying. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. That's part of the recipe too. This is going to happen. This is why I'm saying things to you emphatically. I know what I'm talking about. You think I'm going to sit around here and tell you something that's supposed to be happening and it doesn't happen? No. I will only tell you what God tells me to tell you. I'm not going to sit around and come up with some harebrained thing just to be able to have some kind of new program. I will tell you what God's telling me. If he ain't telling me nothing, I'll stand up here and look at you. But God says, it shall come to pass. Say, it shall come to pass. Say, it's going to happen. Say, turn to somebody, say, it's going to happen. Say, it's happening. Say, it's happening now. It shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently. Be careful with the small words that you think nothing of. You've got to hearken diligently. Don't just say, well, I heard you. No. Hearken diligently. I'm listening for everything he's saying. The Lord has done this to me several times because the way that he operates with me, and he operates different with different people, and different people hear from the Lord different ways. But with me, usually in the morning, sometimes at other times of the day, but usually in the morning, first thing in the morning, nobody's talking, nobody's saying nothing. There's snoring going on in the other side of the bed, and, I'll get up and I'll go do what I need to do. She's at night. See, her thing is at night. She'll stay up and God will talk to her all night. God will talk to her on the treadmill. He ain't talked to me on the treadmill. Maybe I need to get on the treadmill. No, I'm just kidding. I've been on the treadmill. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Okay, it's the new year. Everybody's on the treadmill. Treadmill sales are through the roof right now. But see, I will hear from the Lord. He'll say, I want you to get up at 5:30. I'm going to talk to you. Okay. In fact, that's what he did this morning. I want you to get up at 5:30. 5:30 on my clock. Now, I run my clocks always 10 minutes fast, okay? So he says, 5:30 on your clock. I want to talk to you. I'll get up, and he'll tell me stuff. Now, if I don't write it down, he has been like, okay, I can't remember it sometimes. I can't remember what he says. If he tells me to write it down, I better write it down. Because you got so many things going on, you ain't going to remember everything he said. And so for me, this is how I operate. I have to write it down. If I write it down, I got it. And so I'll go through and find, I have a page on here called, and I've gone through it with you a couple of times, called prayer notes. I have prayer notes from different days. I have one from even this morning. I didn't get the time on that one. I did on that one, 5:58. He told me a certain thing. I mean, from Christmas Eve, 6:54 and 54 seconds, he said something. That's how he works with me. So when I tell you something, I'm not coming up with some harebrained idea. I'm telling you what God said. Because I want to be diligently to hearken under the voice of the Lord my God. And at that time, he said, write down how many seconds.
6:54 and 54 seconds. Okay, I got that. Then after I write it, I date it and time it, I can bring it back to him and say, God, you said. Because he cannot lie. He cannot lie and remain to be God. He can lie all he wants to. He's in control of the whole universe. He can lie and you wouldn't even know he's lying. But his character is that he will not lie. And see, this is why a lot of us don't trust God, because this is a principle we haven't gotten a hold of. That if you hear from God, I'm not talking about you heard your pizza speak to you the next day. You know, because sometimes we think God said something. No, you got to develop a relationship with God where you hear from God however God speaks to you. But I know one thing. He says he will call you, which means he will call you, and it ain't going to be no phone. He will call you. He called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So you need to know God speaks. And you and I must listen if we want the results of the swinging hinge on the door. Because on the other side of this door, you're going to see what's there. It says, and if you shall, and it shall come to pass. It's going to come to pass. If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, there's another word, to observe and to do all, not some, all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God shall set you high above all nations of the earth. Meaning, it don't matter if you black, white, green, or purple. He will set you above all nationalities. He's going to set you up. It don't matter if you colored. It doesn't matter if you Negro. It doesn't matter if you Chinese. It doesn't matter if you. It doesn't matter if you're black, if you're African American, if you're from Africa. It doesn't matter if you're from Egypt. It doesn't matter if you're from. It doesn't matter who you are. If you do this, he's going to set you up high above all. Ain't nobody going to be over you. Now, either we believe that and we operate accordingly, or we go and do our own thing. And we come up with some kind of way to be able to bless ourselves, because I am who I am. I must be blessed. Wrong assumption. I don't care who you are. See, and I'm gonna ask right now, and this is going on television, and it's going on podcast, and it's going on radio, it's going everywhere we're going to put it. I am not a pastor for just white, black people. Where are you white folk at? Some of you been sitting there watching that TV and you won't come because I'm black and you're white. That's in your mind. You take my skin off, I'm the same as you. I am who I am by the grace of God. Now, God gives me difficult assignments. This is one of them. You need to know you can associate with everybody else. You need to know you can go to a church pastored by an African-American man. It's not a sin. And you're not greater than me because of your color. I have the Spirit of God in me, which has no color. And you need to be coming up in here and getting the word, because until you do, you're not being obedient. And God can't bless disobedience. Now, God gave me an inkling that I'd be saying this 3-4 days ago. And then pop, there it is. He gives me hard assignments like this. Now, I grew up, everybody say this, well, a lot of my friends were white. I mean, you know, baloney. That doesn't matter, but that's the truth. My dad was in the military. I didn't know who was going to be moving next to me. We played with the same kids, Kathy and I. I didn't know her back then. She knew me because she said I looked good, but she noticed me at the Easter egg hunt. Now, am I telling the story right, or am I embellishing? I'm not embellishing, okay? That's what she says. That's her testimony. But anyhow, we played with the same friends. Jane Smith and Marlene Smith and Linda Smith and all of them. They weren't black people. Robin Sagadraga was a Japanese guy. I went over to his house for Cub Scouts. I mean, see, so I don't really care about that, but that shouldn't have to be told to get you qualified to come to the churches you need to come to and be relaxed.
It just should be the Spirit of God bearing witness with your spirit. Okay, assignment's over. All right. If you observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. God is no respecter of persons. You may not have the education that everybody else has. That doesn't matter. You may not be quick on your feet like some people are. That doesn't matter. You may not have been able to go to college. That doesn't matter. God is with you, and he will take care of you. He will do what he said he would do. Even with this scripture, he will bless you above all other nationalities, above all. It's not a competition. It's just what happens when you're obedient. And see, all I want to do is be obedient to the Lord. I don't want to be messed up with obedience, because sacrifice is not what God wants. He wants obedience. Amen. Let's look at the next verse, because it gets richer and richer. And all these blessings shall come on thee. Why? Because of what you did in verse number one. All these blessings are coming on you. You will get to the point where you are running from blessings. You'll get to the point where people are just blessing you and blessing you and blessing you. Now, some of you can't take this. It's just too much. Now, that's too much. That's too much. I'm going to deal with your terms. That's prosperity preaching. No, that's the word of God in your book. It's the word of God. Well, why are you preaching all these? I'm reading the Bible. And people are like, well, all you do is preach the good scriptures. God, his word is called the gospel. The good news. I'm not called to the bad news. That's on channel 4 at 7 o'clock at night. Okay. First thing they do, hit the big stories. Got to get the big stories. They got shot. Who got shot? Who got killed? Who got burned up? Where was the accident? Blah, 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 blah. I was in that business. I was in it. I used to do it. The more blood and guts and sin and crazy crap and stupid stuff, the better your ratings. You get them reporters out there, get me some blood and guts. It's news. It's just bad news. You're not going to come up in here and hear that. You need to know that God wants to bless your life. He wants to protect you from the bullets. He wants to help you when you drive down the street. He wants to watch over you so there's not domestic violence going on in your household. He wants to help you when things are challenging, not just watch you go through them. Say amen to that. Now, what I'm giving to you are principles. Let's continue. It says, and all these blessings shall come on thee. All these blessings shall come on thee. You do not have to go looking for blessings. Obedience caused blessings to come after you. Principle. These people that have been here 20 years or more, they know that. They're not getting up in the morning and sweating bullets. Oh, God, you got to bless me. Oh, God, you got to bless me. Oh, God, 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 come on, God. You got to bless me. Oh, God, come on, God, come on, God. No, if you're obedient, God will bless you. You're not supposed to chase blessings. Blessings are supposed to overtake you, which means you running and it caught up and tackled you. Now, either you believe this, and this is where the rubber meets the road. Either you believe this, or you're like, well, that's just a preacher trying to talk all this. Then fine, don't believe it. But I'm telling you, this is what God is like. He's not your problem. He's not mad at you waiting to hit you on the head with a baseball bat. He's not upset with you. He's not going to steal your money. Some people are scared to tithe because they really think they're not going to make it. Do you really think God's going to say, now test me in this? And then he's going to flunk the test? You just don't trust God enough. It's not that you don't trust Pastor Shorter. I'm just a mouthpiece. I'm the mailman. Man, I ain't writing none of this stuff. I'm just delivering it. I pull it out my sack and hand it to you. I don't even know what it said, but you got a sign right here to get it.
And see, well, I'm not going to listen to that pastor. Well, fine, I wanted to tell you, you're going to be broke, so you'll be comfortable. You're going to be sick. You're going to be hateful. You're going to have family problems. You're going to get a divorce. You're never going to be happy. God wants you to know it's getting better for you, and you're going to have to learn how to take it. And some of us don't realize, even with all your sin, it's getting better for you. This is going to be your best year. And I may not even be talking about financially. I'm talking about peace in your heart, loving yourself, loving God. All these blessings shall come on thee. Didn't say all these monies or all this money. And overtake you. You have not received until you are tackled by blessings. You should be so blessed until you have to bless others. Sound familiar, doesn't it? You're blessed to be a blessing. You are blessed to be a blessing. We'll get there. Can't get there right now. If you shall hearken, he says it a second time. Now, this should become important. You hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Now, why in the world do you think you're supposed to come to a preacher every week? Two times, three times a week. Because it's the voice of the Lord. It's like, well, when God talked to me, I'm going to hearken. You ain't hearkening to nothing that preacher's saying. This is the voice of the Lord. God's not coming down here, thus says the Lord. He ain't doing that. You got to learn how to listen to the preachers that he's sending and receive the anointing off of what they're saying. Now, if you got a stupid preacher that's saying stupid things, everybody can be stupid. Anybody can be stupid. You can be a stupid doctor, a stupid attorney, a stupid teacher. You can be a stupid everything. And sometimes there are doctors, there are lawyers, there are judges, there are attorneys, there are preachers that's not saying what's really true. You need to pray and make sure you're going to the place where God's talking to you. I'm not afraid of you doing that. I hope all of you will go home and pray, God, should I keep going to that church? Listen to what God's saying. And then do what he says. If you ain't supposed to be here, good, leave. God will replace you with who's supposed to be here. I'm not for everybody. I know that. Apostle Price, Dr. Price, our pastor would say that all the time. I'm not for everybody, but I'm for a whole lot of people. There's a whole lot of people that can take what I'm saying, but I'm not for everybody. That's why they're different churches. That's why when people are singing, you pick out somebody you like the way they sing. Yeah, yeah. And then the other ones are singing, you're like, oh. But you got certain ones up there that sing, they move the way you would move if you was up there. They sing like you sing, you know, like Reggie singing like the Temptations. Man, I tell you, you must have been around the Temptations. Yeah, he's good though. He's a blessing. So the Lord will have blessings to overtake you, and you shall if you will hearken unto the voice of your Lord your God. This is not hard. It's not a heavy requirement even. Just listen to what the Lord is saying. Man, if we just hearken, really listen. In the Jewish way of thinking, hearing is obeying. You can't obey you can't really have heard unless you're obeying. That's the same word. That's the same meaning. Hearing is obeying. And see, once you decide that whatever God says, I'm doing it. That's why you see me do all kinds of different things. Even today, there's different things that he has told me to do. And some of you like what I do. Some of you didn't like what I did. I'm not going to say that. But I would normally say, I don't give a rip. But anyhow, I'm not going to say that because I'm in Reformation. They're taking me through reform school on that. But I don't give a rip. I'll give a rip. Yeah, they're clapping because I'm saying I'll give a rip. Okay. Yeah, okay. We got to put y'all in reform school too. Okay, here we go. One more, at least one more, because I'm trying to show you. This is just three scriptures. And God is talking.
Blessed shall you be in the city. This is, God can't lie. If you do those few things in verse 1 and 2, now you head up to the city. You blessed. Man, I'm telling you, what's going on with your life? I'm blessed in the city. Why? Because I hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord, my God. Whatever God says, I'm there. You know, God don't have to sit around trying to convince me. Now, what if, think about this. What if God has been still trying to tell me what this year is going to be about for this church? He's still trying to convince me. Now, it's January 4th, and I'm in prayer. He said, now, I'm telling you, it's a year of acceleration. Well, I don't know, Lord. I don't know. And we in March. Now, I'm telling you, it's the year of acceleration. I don't know, Lord. I don't know if it's really you saying this. Now, we're in June. 4th of July. I'm telling you, it's the year of acceleration. We in Halloween. I'm telling you, this is the year. Forget it, man. Just forget. I can't talk to you. You know, the Spirit of God will get more and more faint. He'll come to you boldly and say, you need to do so-and-so. And you're like, really? Then she's like, you need to do so-and-so. You ain't moving. After a while, you really should do so-and-so. And then after a while, you should do so-and-so. And after a while, like, I'm not hearing anything. Why would God keep talking to you if you're not going to listen? Now, some of us learn this from our spouse. We keep talking, they're not listening, but you know. You know what I mean. You know it. You've been around. But that's not how God is. You can't keep having God talking to you and you ain't listening like you do your spouse. God wants you. You are married to the Lord, by the way, also. But God wants you to listen to him. He shouldn't have to say things many times. A preacher that can't hear from God should not preach. You got to buy your sermons from the bookstore down the street? You need to quit. You need to quit. You don't need, if God's not talking to you, you shouldn't be talking to him. You should be hearing from him. And if he ain't telling you nothing, maybe he don't want you to say nothing. Okay. Blessed shall you be in the city. Say, I'm blessed in the city. So when I go up to see the city council, which we're about to do there in a few minutes, we're going to go through this whole place. All these, city council, county council, going down to Olympia, we're going down to governor's office, we're going to lieutenant governor, we're going to all of them. Why? Because I'm blessed in the city. And you shall be blessed in the field. Those of you that know what the field is, hello, you blessed even if you're out there sharecropping. But you're blessed in the county. You're blessed in the rural areas. It doesn't matter where you go, you're blessed. Now, here's the key. Don't just go anywhere. Find out where God would have you to go. Because there ain't no sense in wasting your time with people that won't give you favor. And some of the reason why we don't have favor, we're sitting there screaming at a wall, we think it's a door. That is a brick wall. Those people are treating you like they're a brick wall. They're not, God didn't send you there. But you're still blessed in the city and blessed in the field. But you need to know where to go. So you need a relationship with God to hear from him. Where should I go? That's what David asked. Should I go after these people? Will I recover? The Lord said, pursue and recover all. Get it all. And it's stolen from you, took your family from you. Go get it. You need to ask God. Instead of, I know what I'm doing in 26. I know what I'm doing in 26. I got it together in 26. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, doing this, doing that, doing that. You haven't asked God nothing. What did God say you should be doing in 26? You over here fooling around with this old stupid stuff for 26, and he got all these blessings waiting for you with the finances already paid, debt canceled, everything else, and you sitting here fooling around with something that you got a harebrained idea you want to do. Why don't you go pray? a 90-10 prayer. Well, you talk 10% of the time, let him talk 90% of the time. Well, God don't talk when I pray. That's because you talk too much. Or next of all, you just don't even pray anyhow. You're going to, Lord, bless my food and thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. And you eat. I prayed. Now I lay me down to sleep. I now bless my soul and soul keep me. Die before I wake. Pray, Lord, my soul will take. That ain't no prayer either. I don't want to offend anybody that's praying that prayer. But that ain't a prayer. First of all, it ain't signed in Jesus' name. And can I say to the legislature and a bunch of these other politicians, stop praying and not signing it off. You're scared to say Jesus' name. You got to, if you're going to pray and you call yourself a Christian, you got to sign off in Jesus' name because you can't guarantee nothing you're saying. Amen. That goes nowhere, folks. You're wasting your time. We are to pray in the name of Jesus. And if you can't pray in the name of Jesus, don't pray. Because the same thing is going to happen. Nothing. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Next verse. This is the last one. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Your children are blessed. And the fruit of your ground. You do not have stupid kids. Don't you ever call your children stupid. The one that's stupid is the one that's calling the kids stupid. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground. Anything that I have, it gets blessed. You can live in the ghetto, but when you own the property in the ghetto, it don't look like the ghetto. Why? Because the blessing of God is on you. Your ground is blessed. The fruit of your cattle, the old puppies and your dogs and your cats are blessed. I know you don't believe that either. Well, didn't have cursed dogs and cats. The increase of your kind, that's a type of cow. And the flocks of your sheep, of course, they lived in an agricultural time. Everything, I'm going to have to come back to this, but everything you have should have the blessing of God on them. Because of you just, you're obedient. Blessed shall be the basket in your store. That's your bank account. Remember I told you about the basket? Blessed shall be your basket and the place that you store your goods. Your bank account will be protected. God will cause that bank account to increase. Not just with interest. He's going to give you creative ways to do things. And this year, it's accelerated. It's coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. So God wants you to know he is for you. You are to prosper and to be in health as your soul prospers. So get ready. We'll get some more next week. I'll tell you, I got some things. We're going to deal with what it means about mass shootings and what it means about a lot of terms that we use now that causes us to not have faith for the things of God. I pray you just hang on with me on this. I know this is a little different teaching, but I pray you just hang on. Just hang in here, okay? Y'all got it? Turn to somebody and say, just hang in there. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for what we have received today. I call the blessings of God upon your people. And Father, if this is your word that I have given, I pray that you confirm it with, again, signs following this time as well. And I thank you, Father, for good things that are happening in the lives of your people, that no one will go away from this place without seeing the increase accelerated in their lives. I decree that and I call it done in Jesus' name. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, Christians praying and interceding one for another. First of all, let's just thank God for receiving the word. Come on, let's give him, clap your hands, everybody. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Let's thank him for it. Come on, let's thank him for it in Jesus' name. Let's make a quick confession also before we do the altar call. Say this, say, I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the county. I'm blessed coming in, going out, My fruit is blessed. The fruit of my body. My land is blessed. My house is blessed. My car is blessed. My children are blessed. Everything I have is blessed. Thank you, Lord. My mind is clear. I think clear. Okay.
The Lord's telling me to give you some practical stuff. Listen, let me just say something to you. How many have pulsating shower where it pulsates sometimes? Does anybody have that? Where it goes... Does anybody have that? Put your hand up. Yes or no? Okay, because the Lord's putting my heart, we need to work to make sure we stay sharp. And one of the things you can do is have that pulsating go to the back of your neck, right on the base of your brain, and stimulate your body so that you can think clearer. Okay? There's other things you need to do. Men, women over 65 years old, you need to be taking B12. Talk to your doctor first. I take 3,000 milligrams a day, and you only need 900 to 500 or 1,000 to 500. There's practical things we need to learn to be able to make our lives better. Some of you eat too much sugar, and that's why you're always tired. You drop the sugar. Eat some fruits, but not too much of that either, because that has sugar, natural sugar in. There's some things we can do to make this year better for us. And so we need to do that. But I would encourage each and every one of you, let that warm water hit the back of the base of your neck, and you will hear the, feel the stimulation in your fingers even, as your body and your spinal cord and everything else is rejuvenated. Go ask your doctor about it, okay? We need to do things to help ourselves. Instead of saying, God's going to bless this year. No, we got to do some things. Instead of just, I got the word. Come on, let's get practical about some things too. The Lord stopped me in this prayer to tell you that. Because some of us, we're just standing there. We're not doing things to help ourselves. Say amen to that. Say, I'm blessed. Coming in. Going out. This is my year. I'm accelerating. The blessings are accelerating in my life. Thank you, Jesus. I receive it now in Jesus' name. Come on, clap your hands one last time.